President Evo Morales is seeking a fourth consecutive term in Bolivia's presidential election, which comes October 20. Morales is Bolivia's first president of indigenous descent. He's won praise for reviving the economy and reducing poverty. He also faces criticism for an authoritarian streak that causes some to fear he is a danger to democracy. Reporter John Otis has more.
That's Evo Morales speaking at a symbolic swearing-in ceremony after winning his third presidential term back in 2014. Standing before the pre-Columbian ruins of Tiwanaku in western Bolivia, Morales wore the embroidered gown and headdress of an Incan emperor. To detractors, Morales has been acting more like an emperor than a president. Last year, he moved his office and other government ministries into a luxurious new skyscraper in the historical district of La Paz, the capital city.
I'm standing here in front of the new presidential palace. It's 29 stories tall and has a helipad on top. And it just towers over all the colonial-style buildings here in the old downtown.
Morales is already the longest-serving president in Bolivian history. His ruling Socialist Party controls all branches of government and much of the news media. Critics claim he has no intention of giving up power. They point to a 2016 effort by Morales to amend the Constitution so he could run for a fourth term. Voters rejected the amendment in a referendum, but Morales appealed to the nation's highest court, which is packed with his allies. The judges allowed his re-election campaign to go forward.
We don't have the indicators for saying that our regime is a democracy. It's not a democracy.
Diego Ayo is a newspaper columnist and opposition activist. He says Morales is starting to resemble other elected authoritarians in Latin America, like Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua and Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Morales was first elected in 2005 following years of turmoil. He brought political stability while his decision to partially nationalize the natural gas industry helped make Bolivia's economy one of the fastest growing in Latin America. Morales was twice reelected by landslides. His appeal is apparent in the town of Tiwanaku, which sits 2 hours from La Paz, next to the ruins where Morales was sworn in. Like the president, most of the 800 or so residents here are Aymara Indians.
Los otros presidentes no han hecho las obras que,
Justina Loza, a local artist, says previous presidents ignored Bolivia's indigenous groups, who make up more than 40% of the population. Morales, she says, is an Aymara Indian, and he is always going to help us. Morales is the frontrunner. However, polls show Carlos Mesa, a centrist former president and the main opposition candidate, gaining ground. To avoid a December runoff, Morales must garner at least 40% of the vote and top his closest rival by at least 10 points. Morales argues that voters should give him that margin and let him finish a job he started nearly 14 years ago.
El país va bien, pero necesitamos 5 años más.
In this TV campaign spot, he declares, "The country is doing well, but we need 5 more years." For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Tiwanaku, Bolivia.